Interesting one. I went Googling this week. I wondered what, if I Googled saints, what would come up. That's always a fun thing. In some frames, it came up the football team. In other places, it had these rather ornate pictures. Inevitably, behind every person in one of those ornate pictures, there was a halo. And they were in long, flowing robes, and that really didn't fit the bill for me. I thought saints had to have something more than long, flowing robes and a halo. And so I began to work through all that thing, because I think over the years, my portrait of saints has changed. For too long, I thought that saints were those who died. I would never have thought of putting on Hunter the title saint, but I believe it with all my heart that Hunter and the others, each and every one, are saints. So we begin to think about that they aren't just people who have died, who've lived their lives without blemish, who somehow have endeared themselves to populations around the globe and have their histories recorded in volumes and volumes. And others have been given the title saint by a process that churches use to give them that title of saintness. But a lot of that's gone. I was reading the other day, and a writer shared from a lecture that he'd heard about people. And a person, the lecturer said, a person is like a house. There are different rooms in the house that would be us as human beings. There are places to meet and greet folks. There's places to eat and sleep. There's nooks and crannies to store stuff. But he also claimed that there was a balcony. Not many balconies in Arizona. Doesn't quite fit the architectural style here. But some of us can remember what a balcony is like. Anyway, he went on to say that in the balcony, that's where the folks who have exerted good and positive and gracious influences in our lives, that's where they reside, in the balcony. And those balcony people, he admonishes those who are listening to him. He said, "Walk outside. Walk outside and look up and see who is up there in your balcony looking down on you." He said, "Wave to them. Those are your saints." When I read that quote, I thought about a passage from the letter to the Hebrews. And it says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." And so, as this week progressed, I sat and I read and I prayed and I drove and I wrote worship and I talked on the phone and I kept looking up. Kept looking up at the balcony. And it was amazing, as the week went on, the folks I remembered and saw up there in the balcony. I was surprised this week when I heard them cheering me on. When I saw a graceful beam in their eyes looking at me, when I felt their hand of encouragement and comfort and presence on my shoulder. And truthfully, occasionally I felt a nudge in a couple of times. One of those. Each and every one a saint. An interesting gathering of folks. Many have died, but many are still very much alive. Each and every one whose life has somehow intersected mine and changed me and shaped me and molded me. My immediate family, Tanya, the girls, the grandkids, my parents, my brothers. I was privileged to know both my sets of grandparents, and they were so different but so important in my life. Teachers, professors, pastors, so many stand so tall. The saints at congregations I have served who shaped my ministry on a daily basis and in turn shaped my life. And as I looked at those in the balcony this week, I noticed some came to the front and others went to the back and others, and they kept changing places. I guess that's because those in the front needed to have a particular presence as I needed them in that particular portion of my day. There were so many stories, so many smiles, so much tears and laughter, so much advice and counseling, so much teaching and some scolding, all from folks who inhabit that balcony of mine full of saints. It's a good thing, I think, to pause, look up, and wave and remember those saints who are living and those who reside with the saints before. I do think it's really important to think about the saints, to put flesh and bone on their saintliness. They were very much living, breathing, relating, sinning, seeking, forgiving, working, eating, drinking, sleeping, playing kind of folks like you and me. And I'm not the only one with a balcony. You have one too, of saints who have blessed your lives. They are indeed sometimes family, sometimes friends, co-workers, neighbors, acquaintances. But in them, your life has been enriched. You've been mentored and held accountable and blessed. Think about it with me for a moment. Who are the saints in your life? Can you name them? Can you name them? Let's try an experiment. Do you have one that's come to mind? Maybe one, maybe two, maybe three. What would happen if, for a moment, we each and every one of us named the saints of our life out loud? Name them. You ready? One, two, go. John. Wow. Isn't that fun? All those marvelous people. There's power in those names. With each name comes a memory. With each name, a moment of reverie and a blessing. I prayed all week that we might come together today to bless those memories of the saints among us. So, if they're saints, if we're called to be saints, what makes up a saint? Saint's not a perfect person with a long and storied history of accomplishments and platitudes. A saint, first of all, is someone who has been created and loved by God, who lives in a relationship with God. A saint is an ordinary person living an ordinary life filled with successes and failures. Could it be that saints look and act just like you and me and a whole bunch of folks we know? I think so. And truthfully, that's a bit scary, isn't it? Being a saint is not a title given to a person because of all the good things they've done. But remember, it's God-given. Given to those whom God has chosen, whom God has called, whom God has declared forgiven in Jesus. And the invitation to all the saints is to live in that ongoing, vibrant, living relationship with Jesus. You see, saints don't have to be dead. The life of a saint is just that. Life. Living, loving, dynamically in a relationship with God. In the Apostles' Creed, we say we believe in the communion of saints. And they are indeed all of those who have come before us. They are, as the book of Hebrews says, that great cloud of witnesses. They are the folks on our balconies, but they are also you and me. To be a saint, our friend Martin Luther said that we were simul ustis et peccator. You got that? It's Latin. What it means is that we are saint and sinner at the same time. Maybe the one of the greatest traits of a saint is being forgiven, coming clean in the presence of God, confess to shortcomings and receive that washing of God's unfathomable grace. I read a book recently by a writer for the Detroit Free Press. His name is Mitch Albom. And normally he writes a sports column for the Detroit Free Press. But he's written other books like Tuesdays with Maury, Five People You Meet in Heaven. And this little book that he writes, it chronicles his faith journey with his lifelong rabbi from New Jersey and a black preacher from Detroit. As the story unfolds, they are radically different people. But he intertwines these two stories. But it all began with a request of his rabbi that Mitch might deliver the rabbi's eulogy. As a good journalist, he began to learn a lot about his rabbi as a man, not just as his rabbi. And the rabbi gave him 8 years to listen. And so what he found was a delightful mix of one who was captured by the love of God. And toward the end of the book, Mitch writes and shares a moment that he had with his rabbi. He said, it was summer and we were sitting in his office and I asked him why he thinks he became a rabbi. He counted things on his fingers. He said, number one, I always like people. Number two, I like gentleness. Number three, I have patience. Number four, I love teaching. Number five, I'm determined in my faith. Number six, it connects me with my past. Number seven, and lastly, the rabbi said, it allows me to fulfill the message of our tradition to live good, to do good, and to be blessed. To which Mitch responded, I didn't hear God in there. And the rabbi looked back at him and smiled, and he said, God was there before number one. As Lutherans, Christians, we say, it begins at the font, because God was there before we were. God was moving over the face of the waters before we arrived. God began to do God's thing before we got there. But God receives us and makes us His own. And there is the living language of the saints in that service. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. That's the language of the saints. A living language of the saints. That's why we put the candles to have them float in the waters of baptism today. To remember, as Paul says, that inheritance. We've received this inheritance, been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things so that we might be those who are blessed. We might be those who are blessed. Blessed to be about Jesus, as He gives the marvelous words of the Sermon on the Mount. Notice His language in this. Blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who are hungry. Blessed are you who are weeping. Blessed means that we have needs. That we're open to being blessed by one who comes and gives. The one who comes down, we said last week. And those who are blessed, those who are in need, live in a relationship with God in Jesus Christ, and in that we receive and are given that great reversal we've talked about when the lost are found and the blind can see and the dead are raised to new life. That's what it means to be blessed, to trust that God has life and living in hand and under control. And God indeed is in our need. To be blessed is to understand that nothing in life is without God. And the wonder of the faith we've been given is we understand that in our blessedness, because God is in our life, under our life, in the middle of our life, God is with, God is under, God is in our whole living. That's why we're the saints, living in the presence of Jesus. Take a moment and look at your balcony. Take a moment in your mind's eye and look up. Look up and see. See the faces. Hear their counsel. Know their life's journey. Remember their utter humanness. All with faces and hearts looking straightly at you. Be blessed, they shout. Be blessed, they shout. Be a blessing, they pray. God's blessing on you yesterday, today, tomorrow, that you might continue to be God's child now with them, saints, forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Stand as you